blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Viewers of Madani Channel once again خوش آمدید أهلا وسهلا G.I.N.O. Today we have a very beautiful topic, and topic is about the complaints and attitudes. Complaints and attitude. You find many people nowadays, they are like a letterbox. Everybody is ready to give him complaint, and he's ready to take complaint and show attitude. So inshallah, how to make our society better, and we're taking daily basis different topics, and this is one of the topic. If you seriously take it, inshallah, there is a big change in your life, because the people won't have time seriously for you if you're always in angry mood and always complaining and showing attitude. And then you complain and again complain. Why nobody sit with me? Why nobody listen to me? I'm this, I'm this. Because you're always in angry mood. You're always showing attitude. So once you're showing attitudes, then believe me, nobody willing to sit with you. Nobody will care about you, because you always वो कहते हैं ना कि आपका mouth कभी बंद नहीं हो सकता है. अब उसको English में बोलेंगे तो हो सकता है बहुत सौ को लगे लग जाए. Because you know the wise people, they always speak when it's necessary. They know what to say, how to say, and they have something to say. That's why they speak. And the foolish, they have to say. So that's why he's always speaking and speaking for no reason. ये हो गया, वो हो गया, और भाई क्या हो रहा है? What's happening? Yeah, what's happening? क्या होता है यार? अपनी बात करो, अल्लाह रसूल की बात करो, जन्नत में जाने की बात करो. So inshallah, what to say, how to say, when to say, what not to say, many things we'll cover today, inshallah. Topic today is about the complaints and attitude. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Decorate your gathering by sending peace and blessings upon me, as this will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Question of the day, who is the leader of all angels? Who is the leader of all angels? Tamam firishto ke sardar. Inshallah, kalam sunte hain Asif bhai se.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasool Allah, wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah, sallallahu alayka ya Rasool Allah, wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. Aisa lagta hai मदीने जल्द वो बुलवाएंगे, ऐसा लगता है मदीने जल्द वो बुलवाएंगे, ऐसा लगता है मदीने जल्द वो बुलवाएंगे, ऐसा लगता है मदीने जल्द वो बुलवाएंगे, जाएंगे जा कर उन्हें जख्मे जिग کر دکھلائیں گے جائیں گے جا کر انہیں زخم جگر دکھلائیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے موت اب تو گنبد خضرا کے سائے میں ملے موت اب تو گنبد خضرا کے سائے اب تو گنبد خضرا کے سائے میں ملے کب تک آقا در بدر کی ٹھوکریں ہم کھائیں گے کب تک آقا در بدر کی ٹھوکریں ہم کھائیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے خلد میں ہو گا ہمارا داخلہ اس شان سے خلد میں ہو گا ہمارا داخلہ اس شان سے یا رسول اللہ کا نعرہ لگاتے جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ کا نعرہ لگاتے جائیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے روتے روتے گر پڑیں گے ان کے قدموں میں وہاں روتے روتے گر پڑیں گے ان کے قدموں میں وہاں روز محشر شافع محشر نظر جب آئیں گے روز محشر شافع محشر نظر جب آئیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے حشر میں کیسے سنبھالوں گا میں اپنے آپ کو حشر میں کیسے سنبھالوں گا میں اپنے آپ کو حشر میں کیسے سنبھالوں گا میں اپنے آپ کو آ میرے عطار آ جب ہو وہاں فرمائیں گے آ میرے عطار آ جب وہ وہاں فرمائیں گے ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے جائیں گے جا کر انہیں زخم جگر دکھلائیں گے، ایسا لگتا ہے مدینے جلد وہ بلوائیں گے۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ انشاءاللہ we start our beautiful Kaleem Madani inshallah. Kaleem bhai, major problem in our society but all around the world, if you say.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, Sayyid Saab, complaining, shikwa, we say in Urdu, one shikaya is an Arabic word for it. This is widespread. Whoever you turn to, somebody has a complaint or another. And inshallah, we'll go through many asbab, reasons behind complaining and what remedies Islam teaches us. What are the ways to remove those problems from our lives so the complaints finish as well. But first of all, as Muslims, we know, we should know that difficulties will enter our life. In the Quran, we're told in Surah Baqarah that وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, that indeed Allah says, we will definitely test you with fear, with hunger, lack of provisions, lack of wealth, fruits. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, glad tidings to the patient ones.
Yeah.
So difficulties we have to go through. And we're also told in the Quran, and this verse in reality is telling us about Qadr, destiny, that things are written. Many things will happen which we have no control over. And they will occur in our lives no matter what. And Allah Ta'ala says in Surah 57 verse 22, that no disaster strikes upon the earth or among yourselves, except that it is in a book before we bring it into being. Indeed, that for Allah is easy. Now, we know that there is Qadr, there is destiny. This is one of the zururiyat-e-deen, one of the tenets of faith. So we know in our life, we won't have control over every single aspect and element. Some things will happen, all of a sudden a calamity will strike us. Now in that situation, what do we have to do? We have to think, who placed me into this calamity? Allah Ta'ala put me into it. Who can take me out? Who has the power to take me out? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now here the focus should be upon Allah Jalla Wa'ala. What we tend to do is, because we're losing hope, because we become grief-stricken, worried, we turn to the creation, then we turn to one person, then another. And nowadays, Sayyid Saab, people turn to social media even, put their problems online and thinking that somehow my problem will go away.
But that's not the case. Some sympathy.
Yeah, that's not the way. The way is to put your trust in Allah. And in the Quran, we have the account of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, when it's a lengthy story, I won't elaborate on that, but his brothers obviously did what they did. And Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam was grief-stricken like any other father. He couldn't see his son. But in that situation, despite the grief he was going through, his blessed words are recorded in the Quran. He said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ.
SubhanAllah.
Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam said, I will only complain about my grief and my concern to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, the Prophets alayhi salam, their level of reliance, tawakkul, is on a different level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their sake grant us a high level of reliance. But nevertheless, we learn from the lives of the Prophet that when calamity strikes, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not, it shouldn't be the case we turn to everyone else first. And when people can't help you, when people say, no, sorry, I haven't got time to listen to you, and then we turn to Allah. It shouldn't be like that. So complaining is not really liked by people as well. Sooner or later, what happens is, when a person becomes renowned for complaining, then people label him as a complainer, or he's a serial complainer. I don't want anything to do with him. He's always complaining. And then those supporters that a person thought he could gain, he loses them as well, because they're already thinking negatively about him. Oh, he's going to come with some complaint. Oh, he's ringing me. I know he's going to open another case today, and he's going to speak about something else today. I haven't got time for this stuff. So, Islamically speaking, difficulties will definitely alter our lives.
Yeah.
Inshallah, we'll elaborate. It can be in the form of calamities in our offspring, calamities in wealth, calamities in health. So many different things can be affected. But in every situation, we focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy, relying upon Him. And complaining This is not a sunnah. In fact, we learn from
and it's not a solution.
It's not a solution.
It's not a solution.
Yeah. It's not a sunnah. It's not a solution. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know even in the heights of battle,
Allah,
you know, when Muslims were in expedition in battle, what would he do? All night he was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ya Allah, grant relief, grant victory, grant ease. But never do you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining like this. So inshallah, as we will go on, we'll discuss more about remedies for a person who complains and what things he should ensure are implemented in his life,
mashallah,
so that he's not losing hope.
MashaAllah. It's a very good thing, yeah, in the end you just mentioned. It's about the hope on Allah Almighty. When we have a full trust on Allah, then there is no complaint. Then there is no attitude issue in our life. Because the biggest fact in our life is nothing is yours. Nothing was yours and nothing will be yours.
No.
They are the worldly attachment. Everything belongs to Allah and everything will return to Allah.
No.
Everything given by Allah. So why you are complaining? I haven't got this, I haven't got this, I haven't got this status, I haven't got this car, I haven't got this one. Why you are complaining? Stop complaining. And then inshallah you won't feel pain in your life. This is the biggest problem in our life. The only way to stop the pain in your life, that have this in mindset, is nothing belongs to you. Everything belongs to Allah. Or jo Allah ko pata hai ki hamare liye kya behtar hai. That's it. If you have a complete trust on Allah, to hamara mindset kabhi bhi jo hai wo complaining wala nahi hua karega. Always a positive mindset. Wo kehte na ke those who have a positive mindset, they can find a good thing even the throne. And those who have a negative mindset, they can find the defect even in the rose flowers. Ye aisa kyun, ye aisa kyun hai. So it's all about your mindset. Problems, 10% problem. Yes, problem occurs in your life. But the 10% problems in your life, but 90% problem is your reaction. How you deal with that problem, how you dealing in your life. 90% jo aapki problems and your attitude about your complaint and aapki jo wishes hai sari, aapki action, reaction ke upar depend karti. Problem to aayegi har ek ki life ke andar. How are you dealing with that? That's a matter.
MashaAllah, Shah Sahib, I was given a beautiful introduction about the complaints and how to deal with those on the Islamic aspect. If we just look at the worldly way the way people deal with things, if we look at this, Shah Sahib, in the modern times, many people give priority to education, gaining education, different countries, different level of education, everything. And people focus on education in order to build their character. On the other hand, Shazam, what many people seem to do is by neglecting the character building. They gain the education of worldly knowledge, but they neglect about the reality of how they should be dealing with people, how to deal with any issues which they face, and so forth. And first and foremost, Shazam, their family background, the environment which deeply influences the person's character and the manners of a person as well. And with a certain personal psychological attitude ingrained in a person and his family, the environment the person is in, the education institution which a person attends, it makes a significant difference in how they gain all that. And a person behaves nicely towards others if there is something which is nice to a person, or if there's something lacking in a person, then the person's attitude and behavior changes on the aspect as well. Many parents, Shahzad, they must have observed that their children, they indulge in certain type of bad habits in aspects. And this is after they've joined a particular educational institution in the worldly aspect as well. And admit, not every institution is bad. It doesn't take you to a bad task. But there are good institutions. There are institutions which don't teach you the education what you need. And to have a good character with the, is the quality of the education as well. A person needs to have that character. It's also an undeniable fact that sometimes a person is introduced to an evil for the first time in their life. And sometimes that introduction is made at the institution where the person's gone as well. Parents should guide their children from an early age, from a young age, so they can stay away from the bad company, from bad institution where things are taught against the teachings of Islam, where things are not according to the teachings of Islam. Curriculum also plays a vital role in the character building of a person as well. Sowing bad seeds will produce bad fruits. Similarly, teaching immoral and unethical topics to a person, whatever literature they are provided, it brings a person's character according to what they learn in that institution. On the contrary of that, Shahzad, in addition to the technical topics of a curriculum, also contains such topics of love and loyalty as well, and how you bring about learning about Islam, learning about honesty, learning about sincerity, bravery, fulfillment, duties of as a human being towards others in society as well.
Yes.
It's very important that we learn this, and that will develop a good character in a person on the aspect. A factor that might cause a bad effect on the character of a person is very common in these days, misuse of a mobile phone. Mm. The social media, know that mobile phones is very useful device in time of need, but if used properly, it can produce fruitful results. But sad fact is that many people use this in such a way where there's no benefit. And this misusing of mobile phones and the internet, watching certain aspects on mobile phones, it drives a person's attitude and behavior in such a way that they get involved in certain aspects. Therefore, looking at our aspect of building our character, building our attitude towards people, we need to be wise in using our devices as well. We tend to give our devices to young children, and they'll go on certain aspects without even, you know, us realizing what they're going on. And then we complain, our child is gone off the rails. We then begin to complain that, why is my child with a particular group of friends who are involved in sins or involved in committing crimes or so forth? But yet, who is to be blamed for that? It is ourselves who have led our child into that. If we took the initial step right from the beginning and took our child to the masjid, if we took the time out and sat with our children and taught our children what is right, what is wrong, we would not be complaining.
MashaAllah. Basically, you know, these gadgets and these things, they capture the mind.
Absolutely.
People, the child, they play aggressive game, become aggressive.
Absolutely.
So, they criminal game, they become criminal. थेफ हो रही है उसके अंदर रॉबरी हो रही है उसके अंदर किलिंग हो रही है एंड उनके एटीट्यूड के अंदर ये चीजें आ जाती है व्हेन दे गो टू स्कूल व्हेन दे गो टू कॉलेज देन दीस थिंग इन देयर माइंडसेट एंड दे रिएक्ट दैट वे सो नीड टू बी वेरी वेरी केयरफुल बच्चों को क्या दे रहे हैं क्या करना है जी आसिफ भाई आप क्या फरमाइए
मुसीबतें परेशानियां बंदे ते आंदियां रहंदियां वा खुशी भी आंदी है गमी भी आंदी है लेकिन बंदे ने हैंडल किस तरह करना उस चीज नु किस तरह उस चीज नु लेके चलना है बंदे दे उत्ते डिपेंड करदा ना ते انسان نو اس چیز دا علم ہی نہیں ہوندا لیکن اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دے اگر شاجی اسی نعمتاں تے غور کریے نا سر دے والاں تو لے کے پیراں دے ناخناں تک اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے سانو انیاں نعمتاں عطا کیتیاں اکھاں دی نعمت زبان دی نعمت کناں دی نعمت ہتھاں دی نعمت ایک ایک نعمت دا اسی شکر ادا کر ہی نہیں سکدے نا کہ انیاں سبحانہ و تعالی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دی نعمتاں کہ وان تعدو نعمت اللہ لا تحصوها شمار کر ہی نہیں سکدے اسی لیکن جڑی مصیبتاں تے پریشانیاں ہوندیاں وما اصابکم من مصیبت فبما کسبت ایدیکم اسی وجہ تو ہوندیاں کہ جڑی اسی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دی نافرمانیاں کردے ہیں اے حدیث مبارکہ بھی اودے وچ وی ارشاد فرمایا گیا کہ انسان نو کوئی ٹھوکر لگدی آ انسان نو کسی لکڑی دی وجہ تو زخم لگدا یا اودا کوئی رگ وغیرہ پھڑکدی آ جیسے اکھ واز اوقات ہوندی ہے تے بھی انسان دے گناہاں دی وجہ تو ہوندا لیکن اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی تے ویسے ہی ساڈے بہت سارے گناہ معاف فرما دیندا لیکن اسی کی کردے ہاں جی نعمتاں بھول جاندے ہاں جڑے شکوے آ تے شکایتاں وا انہاں دا انبار اسی لا کے رکھ دینے ہاں پنجابی وچ کیا جاندا کہ اے تاں شکایتاں دی پنڈ آ یعنی کہ شکایتاں دا نا اک بنڈل آ تے جدوں وی اونوں اسی دیکھنا وا اونے منہ تے شکایت ہی ہونی کدی شکر نہیں کدی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دا احسان مند نہیں بننا بس یار یہ ہو گیا یہ ہو گیا میں کی کراں مینوں یہ پرابلم آ گئی مینوں یہ مسئلہ آ گیا لیکن تسی غور تا کرو کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے جڑیاں نعمتاں ہاں تسی انہاں دا شکر ادا کردے ہو
جی
یا صرف شکوا تے شکایت ہی کردے ہو مسئلہ یہ ہے شاہ جی کہ وہ جدا میرے علیہ السلام فرماوندے ہیں نا کہ ایک چیز ہے علم علم اے ہے کہ تسی کی بولنا وا تے حکمت اس چیز دا نام ہے کہ کدوں بولنا تے کس طرح بولنا کداں بولنا وا ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ ਤਾਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਯਾਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਮੁਸੀਬਤ ਆ ਗਈ, ਇਹ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਆ ਗਈ, ਬਸ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੀ ਬਾਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਿਕਵਾ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤਾਂ ਕੰਪਲੇਨਾਂ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੋ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਨੇਮਤਾਂ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਦੀ ਉਹਦਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਵੀ ਅਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਨਹੀਂ? ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਗੌਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਸਿਰਫ ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤਾਂ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਹੀ ਆ ਕਿ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਨੇ ਇੰਨੀਆਂ ਨੇਮਤਾਂ ਅਤਾ ਫਰਮਾਈਆਂ ਵਾ, ਇੰਨੀਆਂ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗਸ ਆ। ਯਕੀਨ ਮਾਨੋ, ਇਨਸਾਨ ਸਿਰਫ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਗੌਰ ਕਰੇ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਸ਼ਿਕਵਾ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤਾਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਏ। ਉਹ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਚੋਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਸੋਣਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਾਜ਼ੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੁੱਖ ਨੂੰ ਚੁੱਲ੍ਹੇ ਪਾਵਾਂ, ਤੇ ਜੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਮਾਲਿਕ ਮੇਰਾ ਪਰਵਰਦਿਗਾਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਦੁੱਖ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਾਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸੁੱਖ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੀ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ। ਕਿ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਬੈਸਟ ਕੀ ਆ, ਅੱਛਾ ਕੀ ਆ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ, ਸਾਡੀ ਤਾਂ ਅਕਲ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈ ਨਾਕਿਸ ਆ, ਕਾਮਿਲ ਅਕਲ ਤਾਂ ਹੈ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਾਡੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਿਕਵਾ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤਾਂ ਕੰਪਲੇਨਾਂ ਕਰਨਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੀ ਬਾਰਗਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਕਰੋਗੇ ਨਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ। ਇਹਦਾ ਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਿਵ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਇਰਸ਼ਾਦ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਿਵ ਮਾਈਂਡਸੈਟ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਿਵ ਚੀਜ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਵਾ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਮਾਈਂਡਸੈਟ ਦਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਵਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਫੁੱਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਵੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਡਿਫੈਕਟ ਤੇ ਖਾਮੀ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ, ਤੇ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੋ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਿਕਵਾ ਤੇ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਜਾਏ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ਼, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ਼ ਰਜੂ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ਼ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰੋ, ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਮੁਸੀਬਤ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਵੈਸੇ ਦੂਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਣੀ।
ਭਾਈ, ਵਨ ਮੇਜਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਯੂ ਨੋ, ਯੂ ਕੰਪਲੇਨਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਐਚ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂ ਵਾਇਲੇਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਆਫ ਅਦਰ ਮੁਸਲਮਨ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਹਰਾਮ, ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਪਰਮਿਸਿਬਲ। ਸੋ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਸਮ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ, ਬਟ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਫ ਯੋਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਯੂ ਪੁਟਿੰਗ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਇਨ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਨਾਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਸੋਲਵਿੰਗ ਯੋਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਬਟ ਯੂ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਸਿੰਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਿੰਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਿੰਸ on the day of judgment, bada bolega to maine kiya hi nahi. Majority of the people in the hell because of their not own sin, because of the other people's sin. But because they violated their rights, so unke jo guna the usko par dal diye jayenge aur isi tarah nahi kiya chali jayenge.
I think what you're trying to get across is that many a times for our own comfort, for our own ease and to have our own desires fulfilled, we will violate and take the rights of others.
We start backbiting. Hamari matlab kuch choti si cheez hai, start jealousy, start backbiting, slandering, gossiping. Because I have problem, I have negative mindset, so every good thing he is doing, I'm finding a problem. And uske andar bhi ab mujhe complain shuru hui, ab main iske paas gaya apni gandagi ko nikalne ke liye, aur phir wo bhi letter box gandagi ke lene wale maujood hai itne sare. So this is what we need to see, that the consequences kahan tak pahunch rahe, that's the results.
An example of this would be as you mentioned that jealousy as well, like nowadays we know Allah has blessed the ummah, there are many affluent people, wealthy people as well. Somebody who's not as well off, wealthy or affluent, he may look at someone else who's doing well and says, oh, he must be doing something dodgy, he must be earning through impermissible means. How else did he attain that car? How else did he buy that property? How else did he manage to, you know, go on that holiday and this many holidays? I'm sure he's doing something wrong. I like this, thinking negatively about someone else without any proof. And then the other effect of that is a person, because he hasn't got what someone else might have, he starts to become jealous and then complain as well. Oh, why is my life like this? And everyone else, you know, gets what they want. And he doesn't realize that he's actually objecting to the taqseem of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants everybody. That person, you know, in and of himself is not powerful, he's powerless. But Allah is powerful. Allah gives to whomsoever he likes in accordance to his hikmat, his wisdom. So we shouldn't fall prey to this thinking, oh, why him and why not me? And then there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet alaihi wasallam gave us instruction, tarbiyah, on how to receive wealth as well. How to be cautious when receiving wealth. If you want barakah, people want barakah in their lives. And they complain as well, I don't have blessings in my life. Money comes and quickly before I know it, it's gone. And you know, this bill and that bill, and I'm not able to make ends meet. This hadith is in Bukhari. And Sahabi Rasul, he says that, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for some money, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave me that money. And this was Sayyiduna Hakim bin Hizam, the Sahabi. He says, سَأَلْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَعْطَانِي. I asked the Prophet alaihi wasallam for some wealth, and he gave it to me. Then I asked for more wealth, and then he gave me some more. And then I asked him again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave me again, three times. Then he said, هذا المال خضرة حلوة. This wealth, that you want. It's a green, and it's like a green fruit which is sweet. It's like a green fruit. The Prophet ﷺ gave an example at Tashbih that this wealth that you take is like a green fruit which is sweet. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِطِيبِ نَفْسٍ بُورِكَ لَهُ فِيهِ. Whoever takes it without greed, Allah will bless him in that level. But وَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِإِشْرَافِ نَفْسٍ لَمْ يُبَارَكْ لَهُ فِيهِ. But the person who takes that wealth with greed, with this intention, وَكَانَ كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلُ وَلَا يَشْبَعُ.
Allah.
He will be like a person who eats, he's never full. The Prophet ﷺ is saying he'll be like a person who eats, but he's never satiated. Always wants more and more and more and more. And then the Prophet ﷺ finished by saying, وَالْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى. The giving hand, the upper hand, is better than the taking hand. So here, when we complain about financial issues and livelihood, in reality, we need to look at the blessings we have. Are we grateful? Going back to what Ustaz Sahab said, showing shukr, are we grateful for the blessings that we have? The Quranic formula is la in shakartum la azidannakum. You're going to show shukr, you will get more. But if you're always, oh, why has he got this, why has he got that, complaining to people, and like you said, backbiting, falsely accusing someone else, how did he get his wealth? I don't understand. You know, yesterday he didn't have anything, overnight he's become, you know, speculating. And Allah Ta'ala hasn't made it wajib upon us to look into people's affairs like that deeply. And you'll be sinful as well without any proof. So another cause of complaints is to do with finance. But when you know Allah is Razzaq, when you know Allah Ta'ala is the one who said, وَمَا مِن دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah is the one who gives everyone on earth his risk. How much he gives, that's up to him. And we can't complain. But one thing we know, whatever is written for us will definitely reach us. When we have these kind of ways of thinking, mindset, positive mindset, praying for others, if they're blessed, Ya Allah, give him more. And Ya Allah, bless me with the same. Rashk, as they say, ghibta. Then inshallah, our complaints regarding finance will go away.
Can they learn to appreciate what you have before time makes you to realize and appreciate what you had?
Allah.
So you need to appreciate what you have now. As the example came in my mind, Avisab and Shahid Bhai, there was a teacher, he came in the class and he drew a small line on the blackboard. And he announced in the class that a challenge for everybody and a gift, a big gift for those who can, without touching this line, make it smaller.
Allah.
Now everybody was shocked how it is possible.
Yeah.
So without touching, without rubbing, without reducing, how you can make it smaller. About 10, 15 minutes gone, the genius student stood up and they start up, it is impossible without touching and make this line small.
Allah.
And the teacher, what he done, just beneath that line, he made a very big line.
Subhanallah.
He says, it's a big lesson for your life. Without degrading, without damaging to other people, make strong yourself, you can become bigger.
Allah.
You don't have to degrade anybody. You don't have to damage anybody. You don't have to jealous with anybody. Work hard yourself. Big yourself. So you don't, to progress, to go forward, you don't have to क्या मेक साजिश. You have to work hard. आपको साजिश की नहीं, आपको काविश की जरूरत होती है, कोशिश की जरूरत होती है. ये छोटी छोटी चीजें होती है जिनमें पॉजिटिव साइन लाती है कि यस माशाल्लाह इनको मिला, ओके अल्लाह ने उसको दिया, इंशाल्लाह मैं भी कोशिश करता हूँ मुझे भी मिलता है. दीज वर्ड्स कैन चेंज योर लाइफ. चीज सेम है, मुझे आगे बढ़ना है, लेकिन उसकी टेक्निक्स क्या है, उसका तरीका क्या है, इसके ऊपर काउंट करता है. वो आपको गुनाह की तरफ तो नहीं लेके जा रहा है, आपको सवाब की तरफ लेकर जा रहा है.
Shahid bhai, kya farmate? Mashallah. Just coming on this teacher aspect, the role of a teacher is very important in this aspect as well. Usually a student will see his teacher as a role model and will try to follow what the teacher teaches. Besides, you know, professional skills, a teacher is an embodiment of morality, dignity, and hopeful for a positive outcome for a student. And a teacher's experience will show the student as to what achievements they can get, as long as the student pays attention to things as well. Same principle applies with parents as well. If the parents teach their children the right aspect, the child can be successful. On the other hand, Shahzad, if a parent or a teacher, they mistreat the child in any aspect, they will have an ill effect on the child's character as well. Because if they keep on degrading the student, or degrading the child, that they're not learning what they should be learning, that has a significant impact on a child and as a student as well. So coming into the aspect of why we complain about many things, one of the Nigrani Shura's Bian was, and he gives beautiful Madani prayers in the Bian. He gives an incident and he says that the person who is complaining, I have this problem, I have that problem, I'm suffering from this issue, that issue. So he was asked, do you read your namaz 5 times a day? Do you respect your parents? Do you treat everybody with sympathy? Do you talk nicely to people? Do you do things that Quran teaches? Do you do things that the Prophet ﷺ teaches? And the person stopped and thought, well, maybe I don't read my namaz all the time. Maybe I don't read the Quran all the time. I don't see my parents every day. Then he says, well, you are not doing these things. Surely you are going to face problems. So you need to rectify yourself on those things before you start complaining. Allah Almighty sends us problems. He gives us cures as well. So therefore, rather than complaining, we should look at ourselves. What wrong are we doing that we are facing problems? For example, if we are not reading our namaz 5 times a day, then we need to ponder upon that I'm not reading my namaz, which is an obligation upon me to do. And I need to change myself to read my namaz 5 times a day. And these problems will, inshallah, disappear. If my parents are upset with me and my parents are not living with me, I haven't gone to see my parents. I need to go and see my parents. I need to ask forgiveness from my parents. Let us take presents to our parents. If our relatives are upset with us for whatever reason, then we need to make up with our relatives as well. These are certain things which we neglect, that we don't ponder upon, that these may be the causes for our problems as well. And these problems can be resolved if we took the initiative of rectifying these problems.
MashaAllah. ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਜੀ ਆਸੀ ਬਾਈ ਕੀ ਫਰਮਾਤੇ ਜੀ
ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਸਹੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਦੇ ਦੇਣਾ ਟੀਚਰ ਵਾਲੀ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਮੁਦੀ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਨਾ
ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ
ਵਾਕਈ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋਣ ਲਈ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਸਾਜ਼ਿਸ਼ਾਂ ਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਲਕਿ ਕਾਵਿਸ਼ਾਂ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸ਼ਿਕਵਾ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤਾਂ ਕਰਨੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਵੀ ਕੀ ਹੋਣਾ ਫਿਰ ਨਾਕਾਮੀਆਂ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਹੱਥ ਆਉਣੀਆਂ ਅਬੂ ਇਬਨ ਅਦਹਮ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਵਾਕਿਆ ਜ਼ਿਹਨ 'ਚ ਆ ਰਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਦੇ ਵਲੀ ਗੁਜ਼ਰੇ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਨਾ ਗਿਫਟ ਕੀਤਾ ਤੋਹਫੇ 'ਚ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਚਲੇ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੰਮ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਕਰ ਦਿਆ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਇਹ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਆ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਈਜ਼ੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸਹੂਲਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਜ਼ਰਾ ਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਆਇਆ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਆਪਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਕੀ ਆ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਨਾਮ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਆਕਾ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਬੁਲਾਵੇ ਉਸੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਚੱਲਾਂਗੇ ਤੇ ਖਾਣਾ ਪੀਣਾ ਕੀ ਆ ਜੋ ਆਕਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਖਿਲਾ ਦੇਵੇ ਸੁੱਕੀ ਰੋਟੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਹੋਵੇ ਖਾ ਲਾਂਗੇ ਚੁੱਪ ਕਰਕੇ ਅੱਛਾ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਉਣੇ ਜੋ ਆਕਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੇ ਦੇਵੇ ਉਹੀ ਪਾ ਲਾਂਗੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਡਿਮਾਂਡ ਆ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਸੁਣੀਆਂ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਚੀਖ ਮਾਰੀ ਤੇ ਬੇਹੋਸ਼ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਗਿਰ ਗਏ ਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਫਾਕਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਥੋੜੀ ਦੇਰ ਬਾਅਦ ਹੋਸ਼ ਆਏ ਤੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਯਾ ਹਜ਼ਰਤ ਇਹ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਗੱਲ ਸੀ ਤਾਂ ਨੋਰਮਲ ਗੱਲ ਸੀ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਦੁਨੀਆਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਆ ਮੇਰਾ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਆ ਤੇ ਇਹਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਿਕਵਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗੀ ਜੋ ਆਕਾ ਦੇ ਦੇਗਾ ਖਾ ਲਾਂਗੇ ਜੋ ਆਕਾ ਦੇਗਾ ਪੀ ਲਾਂਗੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਰੱਖੇਗਾ ਰੱਖ ਲਾਂਗੇ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਬੁਲਾਏਗਾ ਕਰ ਲਾਂਗੇ ਇੱਕ ਮੈਂ ਵਾਂ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਹਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਦਾ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਉਹਦਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਅੱਲਾ ਦਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਆ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮੈਂ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਰ ਟਾਈਮ ਸ਼ਿਕਵਾ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤਾਂ ਤੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਕੀ ਔਕਾਤ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਉਸ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਦੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਉਹਨ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਬਰਤ ਤੇ ਨਸੀਹਤ ਹਾਸਿਲ ਕੀਤੀ ਤੇ ਸ਼ਾਹ ਜੀ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਜਾਵੇ ਤੇ ਸਿਰਫ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਹੀ ਬੰਦਾ ਕਰ ਲਵੇ ਨਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਅਜ਼ਵਜਲ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਦੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਉਹਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮੁਸੀਬਤ ਤੇ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀਆਂ ਦੂਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਣਗੀਆਂ ਆਕਾ ਕਰੀਮ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਦੇ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਮੁਸਾਇਬ ਆਏ ਮੁਸੀਬਤਾਂ ਆਈਆਂ ਹਜ਼ਰਤ ਯਾਕੂਬ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਵਸਲਾਮ ਦੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਹਜ਼ਰਤ ਨੂਹ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਵਸਲਾਮ ਹਜ਼ਰਤ ਇਬਰਾਹੀਮ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਵਸਲਾਮ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਤਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ ਤਕਲੀਫਾਂ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਗਈਆਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਬਰ ਸ਼ਿਕਵਾ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਿਰਫ ਅੱਲਾ ਸੁਬਹਾਨ ਵ ਤਾਲਾ ਦਾ ਇਹਸਾਨਮੰਦ ਬਣੇ ਤੇ ਅਲਹਮਦੁਲਿਲਾ ਅਜ਼ਵਲ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਨਾਮਾਤ ਮਿਲੇ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਅਲਹਮਦੁਲਿਲਾ ਅਜ਼ਵਲ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ
ਸੁਬਹਾਨ ਅੱਲਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਇੱਕ ਪੈਕੇਜ ਹੈ ਹਮਾਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਹਾਫਿਜ਼ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕੇ ਮਦਨੀ ਫੂਲੋ ਕੇ ਬਾਅਦ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਅਨਦਰ ਥਿੰਗ ਸ਼ੇਖ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਵੀ ਕੰਪਲੇਨ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਇਜ਼ ਫੇਲੀਅਰ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਪੀਪਲ ਫੇਲ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਸੇ ਆਈ ਕਾਂਟ ਅਚੀਵ ਵੀ ਜਸਟ ਟਚਡ ਅਪਨ ਦੈਟ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਐਸ ਵੈਲ ਬਟ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਰਿਗਾਰਡ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡਸੈਟ ਆਫ ਅ ਬਲੀਵਰ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਦੈਟ This road to success is not something that will take 5 minutes. Sometimes it can take years. Sometimes, you know, we have to continue striving. And in those failures and losses, there are great lessons to be learned as well. In fact, nowadays, modern researchers and psychologists and people who study these things, they say you should fail fast and fail often. There's even books written
with this title, Fail Fast, Fail Often. Why? Because you learn a lot from your failures. Those things which you would never learn from directly gaining success straight away. Even when you look at businessmen, when you look at people who are successful, they say this didn't happen overnight. Somebody who has status in society, they'll tell you that they had to go through a lot before achieving. So this is the mindset that we should have. And in one hadith, we're told about difficult times. We're told about remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ease, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in difficulty as well. In the hadith, the wordings are, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in good moments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you when you are suffering. Meaning Allah will create ease in your life when you're suffering. What tends to happen is, when everything is going well, then we become neglectful, heedless. We take our foot off the gas. But when we're going through problems, then we think, why do I always go through problems? How come success never enters my life? Even though we've just come out of a success as well. So here, one way the hadith tells us is to ensure that Allah's help is always there for you. Both situations, fis-sarra, fil-wad-dara, meaning in ease and in difficulty, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah ta'ala, when you remember Allah ta'ala in ease, even in difficulty, you'll be helped as well. And the last wordings of the hadith, that know that whatever was supposed to miss you will never reach you. Something that was never destined for you will never ever reach you, whatever you try to do. And remember that whatever was supposed to reach you will never miss you. And going to back to the beginning when we said that we don't have control over everything in our life. Certain things will happen nevertheless. If it's meant for us, it's going to happen. And the Prophet ﷺ said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبَرِ. That you want help, you have to be patient. وَأَنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْكَرَبِ. That if you want success, then you have to go through difficulty. These are the words of the narration. وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. And you have to go through difficulty. After difficulty or with difficulty, most definitely will come ease, inshallah.
Mashallah, we're discussing a lot about the complaining, complaining and complaining. But attitude is a big problem as well. You know, somebody gave you something and you're showing attitude for no reason. Can you deliver this? Okay, and you haven't delivered it. And when the person asks, and you're showing your attitude. You borrow some money, and when the time comes, and you're showing your attitude. So, matlab aap ye gaur kare hain ki aap haq par nahi hain aur bila wajah haq jama rahe hain, apne attitude ko show kar rahe hain. So, aapka ye attitude aapki puri personality ko damage kar raha hai. Always remember, good character, good conduct, inshallah, good manners is always count. On the day of judgment, the heaviest deeds on the scale will be your good manners. ये हदीस पाक में इसीलिए बताया गया, आपके गुड मैनर्स एटीट्यूड वाला जो होता है वो गुड मैनर्स कहाँ से होंगे. इंशाल्लाह कुछ एग्जांपल आपको देते हैं पैकेज के बाद, थोड़ा इस पर भी गुफ्तगू होगी कि एटीट्यूड के इश्यूज क्या है और इसकी वजह से क्या है. क्योंकि मुसलमान की दूसरे मुसलमान की इज्जत करना, उसकी हिफाजत करना, ये जरूरी है. और उसको वायोलेट करना ये हराम है इस्लाम के अंदर. उसका ब्लड, उसकी ऑनर, उसकी डिग्निटी, उसका फेम, ये सारी चीजें आती है इसके अंदर. इंशाल्लाह पूरी नरेशन है इसके हवाले से, कोई बयान करेंगे आपके एटीट्यूड की वजह से क्या प्रॉब्लम्स होता है. बहरहाल पैकेज गुलाम रसूल वेटिंग तो नहीं कर रहा है, हम वेट कर रहे हैं उसका, आइए देखते हैं.
गुलाम रसूल I'm feeling really cold. Kaniz Fatima, of course you will feel cold. Because you're not wearing any warm clothes. Now go to your room and put your jumper on. Brother Ghulam Rasool, why do we have winter? Summer and winter are because of the sun. Brother Ghulam Rasool, why do we put on a jumper? Because in case of catching a cold, we can get flu, cough, and even a fever. Okay, that's why I sneeze, because of flu. Yes, that's right. But Kaniz Fatima, we will need to be even more careful. What else? We need to make sure that in winter we don't walk bare feet. And remember to put on warm socks and home slippers on. And to avoid a sore throat, make sure not to eat cold and sour things. Also, cover your head and ears. And make sure to wrap yourself in a blanket or a duvet so that we don't fall ill due to cold. Brother Ghulam Rasool, From now on, I'll definitely act upon all that you say. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother Ghulam Rasool giving many, many Madani pearls and advices. Shahid bhai, wow, aapne bhi brown aur Ghulam Rasool ne bhi brown pehna. Kya baat hai yara. Usne to nahi aapko copy kiya, ya aapne copy kiya.
It's for the young children and for adults as well.
Okay.
You know, nowadays, when it's cold, we tend to complain. Oh, it's too cold, it's cold. But yeah, we don't wear the clothes that we are necessary for the cold as well. And especially our youngsters, we'll see them going out in t-shirts, going to the gym and doing so forth, exercise and everything. And not realizing that cold can catch any time. So why not protect yourself from that? Then you're going to start complaining, I've got a hay fever, I've got pains and aches. And you're not only causing the problem for yourself, you're causing that problem for other family members in the house as well. Because if you catch a cold, there may be somebody elderly in your family home as well, whose immune system is low, and they can catch the cold from you as well. So it's not only yourself. Protect yourself and protect others as well.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah.
Kareem bhai. Shahzad, it comes from using wisdom as well.
Definitely.
According to the situation, you should adapt. So if it's sunny outside, scorching heat, you're not going to go out in a jumper.
Cold pan low brown.
So you will have even more problems. We know Sayyidina Ali, he could wear one. He had a special dua where the Prophet Ali Salaam made dua for him that he doesn't feel cold, he doesn't feel the heat. But with us weak, normal human beings, when we go out, whether it's winter, summer, we have to dress appropriately. And that's with all things in life. I remember one person you say there's no such thing as bad weather, bad clothing. And that's the reality, that if we don't use the brain that Allah has given us, we can, like Shahid bhai say, face the consequences as well. And that's planning generally in our life, whether it's planning for work, planning for college, university, education, family. You must ensure you're doing things in accordance to the need and requirement. Only then you will gain benefit.
MashaAllah. बहुत जबरदस्त बात की है. बिल्कुल अकॉर्डिंग टू द नीड. अब ये भी नहीं है आप बोलो मैं ऐसे घूम रहा तो लोग भी बोलेंगे यार अजीब आदमी यार, आप सर्दियों के अंदर जो है आप जो है वो टी शर्ट में घूम रहे हैं, बॉडी दिखा रहे हैं, और गर्मियों के अंदर कोट पहने हुए हैं. ये भी नहीं होना चाहिए. फिर बाद में बुखार चीजें हो तो देन आप ही को आजमाइश होगी. कुछ आइए इंशाल्लाह कलाम सुनते हैं आसिफ भाई से.
सुनते हैं के महशर में, सुनते हैं के महशर में सिर्फ उनकी रसाई है. सुनते हैं के महशर में सिर्फ उनकी रसाई है. अगर उनकी रसाई है लो जब तो बनाई है. अगर उनकी रसाई है लो जब तो बनाई है. मचला है के रहमत ने उम्मीद बंधाई है. मचला है के रहमत ने उम्मीद बंधाई है. क्या बात तेरी मुजरिम, क्या बात बनाई है. यूं तो सब उन्हीं का है पर दिल की अगर पूछो. यूं तो सब उन्हीं का है पर दिल की अगर पूछो. ये टूटे हुए दिल ही, ये टूटे हुए दिल ही खास उनकी कमाई है. सुनते میں صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، اور بازار عمل میں تو سودا نہ بنا اپنا، بازار عمل میں تو سودا نہ بنا اپنا، سرکار کرم تجھ میں عیبی کی سمائی ہے، اے عشق تیرے صدقے جلنے سے چھوٹے سستے، اے عشق تیرے صدقے جلنے سے چھوٹے سستے، جو آگ بجھا دے گی وہ آگ لگائی ہے، جو آگ بجھا دے گی وہ آگ لگائی ہے، متلا میں یہ شک کیا تھا واللہ رضا واللہ، متلا میں یہ شک کیا تھا واللہ رضا واللہ، صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، سنتے ہیں کہ محشر میں صرف ان کی رسائی ہے، کالیاں زلفاں والا دکھی دلاں دا سہارا، کالیاں زلفاں والا دکھی دلاں دا سہارا، قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالوں پیارا، کالیاں زلفاں والا دکھی دلاں دا سہارا، قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالوں پیارا، دساں کی میں مصطفیٰ دی کڈی سونی شان، آپ دی تعریف وچ سارا قرآن، آپ دی تعریف وچ سارا قرآن، دساں کی میں مصطفیٰ دی کڈی سونی شان ہے، دساں کی میں مصطفیٰ دی کڈی سونی شان ہے، آپ دی تعریف وچ سارا قرآن، آپ دی تعریف وچ سارا قرآن، پڑھ کے تو ویکھ جیڑا مرضی سپارا، پڑھ کے تو ویکھ جیڑا مرضی سپارا، قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالوں پیارا، کر کے اشارہ سن سر جن موڑ دا، آپ چن توڑ دا تے آپ چن جوڑ دا، آپ چن توڑ دا تے آپ چن جوڑ دا، بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ، بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ، قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالوں پیارا، دیندے نے گواہی ذرے ذرے کوہ تور دے، دیندے نے گا gawahi zarre zarre ko hai tur de dekh de naseeba wale jalwe huzur de dekh de naseeba wale jalwe huzur de den den gawahi zarre zarre ko hai tur de dekh de naseeba wale jalwe huzur de dekh de naseeba wale jalwe huzur de deed mere nabi diye rab da nazara deed mere nabi diye rab da nazara qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara kaliyan zulfan wala sona kaliyan zulfan wala dukhi dilan da sahara qasam khuda di mainu sab nalo pyara
subhanallah subhanallah we have a beautiful narration very famous in Abu Dawud Sharif Volume 4, page 354, Hadith number 4882. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, everything that belongs to a Muslim is haram for another Muslim. His possessions, his honor and his blood, it is enough for a person to be cruel that he consider his Muslim brother inferior to himself. Ye jo attitude aata hai na, ye isi liye aata hai. Ke samne wale ko low samajna. He is nothing, I am everything. I am better than him. This is haram in Islam. ये रूट कॉज है हमारे माशरे के अंदर बुराई का ये जो एटीट्यूड इशू चल रहे ना आजकल हर कोई दूसरे के सामने अगर ये आदीज उनकी नजर में हो तो उसको पता चल जाए एक बार और पढ़ रहा था खास तौर पे जो इम्प्लॉयज होते हैं उनके साथ जो रवैया होता है आजकल इम्प्लॉयर्स का यानी अलमान अल हफीज एटीट्यूड फॉर व्हाट इफ अल्लाह हैज ब्लेस यू गिव थैंक्स टू अल्लाह रादर देन यू शोइंग एटीट्यूड टू योर इम्प्लॉयज आज 90% कहूंगे गलत नहीं होगा ट्रीटिंग देयर एम्प्लॉयज बैड ये ठीक इस तरह रूडली ट्रीट करते हैं फिर अच्छा कंप्लेन मेरा वर्कर ये है मेरा ये अच्छा वर्कर भी लगा हुआ अपने बॉस ही यानी हर तरफ यही एक ब्लेम गेम चल रहा है और कंप्लेन गेम चल रहा है अपने एटीट्यूड के हवाले से अपनी चीजों के हवाले से इस्लाम बहुत नीट क्लीन है यार हर एक की गाइडलाइन दी गई है आप इस तरीके से करेंगे आपके लिए सारी आसानी है
सैयदना अनस बिन मालिक रजी अल्लाह अन्हु He's a khadim khas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Approximately 10 years.
10 years. Allah.
10 years is not a small amount of time. He spent in the company of the Prophet alaihi wasallam, and he says, "Never did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam scold me and say, 'Why did you do this? Why didn't you do that?'" 10 years. And when we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he was with the Sahaba, every Sahabi felt that the Prophet alaihi wasallam loves me the most. This was the andaz, the manner of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so that the Prophet alayhi salam, even though if he wanted to, he could have commanded Sahaba, do this for me, do that for me. He did his own things. He liked to do his own things. And in one hadith, we find that the Prophet alayhi salam said that I don't like for you to stand up for me.
Allah.
This was his humbleness. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, of course, they went to levels that we could never comprehend in terms of adab, respect. But the Prophet alayhi salam didn't show that he was special, even though he was the best amongst them. Even though he is the best of all creation, alayhi salatu wasalam, but his simplicity, the way he lived his life, we should take dars from that. So like you said today, somebody who has a little bit of status today, he feels he can impose himself on someone and he can say what he likes, does what he likes, but he doesn't realize that on the day of judgment, it will be that person who will be holding his collar and saying that, remember in the dunya, and now it's the akhirah. Now it's the akhirah, I want my right from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
It goes back to what you said, people don't study how an Islamic attitude should be. So we know about the dunya, how people say, oh, if someone's okay with us, we're okay with him. But at the moment he's aggressive or he tries to show something, we will retaliate. That's not an Islamic attitude. Islamic attitude is being humble in all situations and trying to avoid conflict, avoid quarreling, de-escalating the situation, as they say. And one hadith of the Prophet alayhi salam which encourages is that the Prophet alayhi salam said, the most beloved to me, meaning I have so much devotion for that person, and who will be most closest to me,
Allah.
Meaning in terms of seating majlis on the day of judgment, the one with the best character,
best
attitude, best character, best mannerisms. And we have to look at ourselves today, do we qualify for such a reward? On the Day of Judgment, will we be among those who are close to the Prophet alayhi salam? And we have to study, we have to study. If a person thinks throughout his life, he doesn't have to read about the seerah and he'll be able to adopt the habits of the best of creation, it's not possible. So we have time for everything else. We have time to, you know, to run our businesses, run our homes, you know, meet up with friends. And these are all things part of life, you know. But if you don't have time to learn, as Shahid Bhai said right at the beginning, you have institutes which will give you excellent education in terms of that science, that field, that university, which it, is, you know, an expert in. But will it teach you mannerisms? Will it teach you good character, behavior? No. The only thing that teaches you everything under the same umbrella is the religion of Islam. And it gives faqiyya preference to good attitude, good mannerisms, how to become a good Muslim so that you're not regretful when you reach the hereafter.
So the address you want to note, the good institute, is Dawat Islam. www.dawatislami.net, madinichannel.net pe bhi ja sakte hain, madini channel pe bhi ja sakte hain. Abhi ye hamare social media, YouTube pe, Facebook pe bhi ho raha hai. तो ये आपको बेस्ट इंस्टीट्यूट है इस्लामिक एनवायरनमेंट गुड मैनर्स ये सारी चीजें आपको इसके अंदर मिलेंगी तो इट डिपेंड ऑन यू ना आप किस तरफ जाना चाहते हैं
सुभान अल्लाह
बी ए गुड पर्सन सीरियसली ट्रीट योर रिलेटिव्स वेल ट्रीट योर सिबलिंग्स वेल ट्रीट योर पेरेंट्स वेल डोंट शो एटीट्यूड टू योर वाइफ डोंट शो एटीट्यूड टू योर चिल्ड्रन इट्स नो गुड सीरियसली नो कंप्लेनिंग ऑल द टाइम यू कम इन योर होम एंड यू ऑलवेज कंप्लेन on food mat, on table, on water, on a small thing. Why is this? The children, why this? They're saying, well, Mr. Complainer in home now. They try to avoid you. And then you getting more. Oh, why? Kya ho gaya? Kyun nahi aa rahe mere papa? Ya, aap dekho to sahi. Aapka attitude kya hai? Is tarah ki kaun aapke paas aayega? Hamesha yaad rakhein, with a positive attitude, it is possible to turn a situation failure to success. But with a negative attitude, the success will change into failure. Kyunki agar right kaam ko bhi aap wrong way mein karenge, toh wrong ho jayega. So your attitude is always matter. In your complaining side, dekhe, har ek ki zindagi mein problem hai. Kisne kaha ke nahi hai. Zindagi ki gaadi chalti masail ke upar hai. But to complaining for this person will not solve your problem. Seriously, crying here and there, crying on your pillows will not solve your problem. Cry in sajda, cry in namaz, cry in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah, you the only one who can solve my problem. Your problem will be solved. You crying here and there will not solve your problem. Jisko problem, usi ko injection nahi lagaya aapne. Usko injection laga rahe, usko dawai de rahe, to wo to bimari hai. Aapko rona kaha hai, aapko ye bhi nahi pata hai. Sajdo mein roye, Allah ke aage roye, dua mein roye. आपकी प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व ना हो तो बात करिए लोगों को कंप्लेन करने से कुछ भी नहीं होगा शाहिद भाई क्या फरमाते हैं
शाह साहब rather than complaining about things any problems we facing if we adopt to just tolerate the difficulty in any issue we have many of our problems will automatically vanish on many occasions we find something unpleasant about somebody or a particular person's behavior and we instantly take this reaction of disliking the person for whatever the reason. We don't even know what the issue may be, but because of somebody, we probably start, dislike towards that person. But if you ask ourselves, Shahzad, how many times have we faced an unpleasant words from somebody? And what was our reaction towards that person? Were we tolerant? Did we just move on? Did we control ourselves in this aspect? Our anger? Our anger is the main thing. When somebody says something to us, some people have a short fuse and they'll react in such a way that it'll make the situation a lot more worse than what it is. Therefore, it's important that we control our anger and forget what a person said. Because when you begin to forget, if a person makes some comment against you in any aspect, you forget about it. Person may say it again, you forget it. Sooner or later, the person is going to realize, no matter what I say to this person, no matter how much I try to belittle this person, it doesn't make any effect on this person. He tolerates and he doesn't react in a particular way. And he'll move a person on as well. So therefore, we need to tolerate about things and not take things to heart and not react in a manner which will make matters worse. Many of our youngsters especially, they have an attitude that you say something or you look at them in a particular way, they're ready to fight you. So why are you looking at me this way? Why did you cross my car in a particular way? Why did you cut me up? this is not the aspect of Islamic teaching. We need to learn the knowledge of Islam and then we need to act upon it as well. And the best way we can do this, Shah Sahib, we need to involve ourselves in such friendship, such gatherings, where we are constantly reminded about these matters as well. Because we can't just sit at home and say, yeah, I know everything. Because in reality, we don't know anything. We may think we know, but we don't know. We can only learn if we go to institutions where Islamic knowledge is being taught. If we hang around with people who know Islamic knowledge, and they can guide us on certain aspects as well. And alhamdulillah, Shahzab, you know, being in the environment of Dawud Salami, we get to constantly be reminded about character changing, our character, how to deal with people, how to deal with people at home, neighbors, friends, work colleagues, businesses, trades. All these are taught in the Islamic environment. Therefore, we need to change and we need to realize of our way of life, how we're doing things.
MashaAllah. Yasir bhai, kya farmayenge aap?
Is cheez da ilm hona chahida na ke cheez sade waste harmful kediya cheeza wa te beneficial sade cheeza ke kediya cheeza wa te jehdi aa cheeza wa jaise tusi mention kita takabbur ho gaya jealousy ho gaya hasad ho gaya edi tareef mention kiti gayi takabbur ye hai ke insaan apne aap ko dusron se afzal samjhe aur مسلم شریف دی حدیث پاک ہے جس وچ اک کریم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ تکبر حق کی مخالفت اور لوگوں کو حقیر جاننے کا نام ہے۔ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے تھانو سٹیٹس دیتا، عہدہ دیتا، رتبہ دیتا، تسی اس چیز دا نجائز فائدہ حاصل کر دیو۔ لوکاں دے جڑے رائٹ آ او تسی دباون دی کوشش کر دیو۔ دی ریزن شاہ جی سانو پتہ چل جیوے نا، انسان پھر انشاءاللہ اس دا علاج کرن دی بھی کوشش کردا۔ بعض اوقات انسان دے کول علم آ جاندا تے جڑا کو علم نہیں ہے ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਬਣਨਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ। ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਬੌਸ ਬਣਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਅਹੁਦਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਰੁਤਬਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਜਾਹੋ ਨਸਬ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਕਾਸਟ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਅੱਛੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤਕੱਬਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਬਾਨਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਹੁਸਨ ਦੇਤਾ, ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਬਾਨਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਮਾਲੋ ਦੌਲਤ ਦੇਤਾ। ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਨਾ, ਇਹਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਬਾਜ਼ ਔਕਾਤ ਤਕੱਬਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁਬਤਲਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ। ਜੇ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਨੇ ਤਕੱਬਰ ਹੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ, ਸਾਰੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਹਦੀ ਆਬਾਦਤ ਸੀ, ਮੁਆਮਲਾ ਸੀ, ਸਾਰੇ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਬਾਨ ਵਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਲਾਨਤ ਫਰਮਾ ਦਿੱਤੀ। ਕਿਉਂ? ਸਿਰਫ ਤਕੱਬਰ ਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਤੋਂ। ਕੀ ਆ ਕਿ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਇਹਦੇ ਨਾਲੋਂ, ਮੈਂ ਇਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਲਾਮ ਲਵਾਂ, ਉਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਆ ਕੇ ਸਲਾਮ ਲਵੇ, ਉਹ ਮੇਰੀ ਰਿਸਪੈਕਟ ਕਰੇ, ਉਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਆਵੇ, ਮੈਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਕਿਉਂ ਜਾਵਾਂ? ਹੈ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲ ਮਾਲੋ ਦੌਰ, ਮੇਰੀ ਗੱਡੀ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਅੱਛੀ ਹੈ, ਮੇਰੀ ਵੱਡੀ ਗੱਡੀ, ਮੇਰਾ ਘਰ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਅੱਛਾ, ਮੈਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹੈ, ਮੇਰਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਬੜਾ। ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ, ਤੇ ਵੀ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਕੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਵਾ, ਤਕੱਬਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੁਬਤਲਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਤੇ ਦੂਸਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਹੱਕ ਮਾਰਨ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ।
ਆਸੀ ਬਾਈ ਕਲਾਮ
ਸੱਲੂ ਅਲ ਹਬੀਬ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲਾ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹ ਵਸੱਲਮ। ਮੂਜੇ ਦਰ ਪੇ ਬੋਲਾਨਾ ਮਦਨੀ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਵਾਲੇ, ਮੂਜੇ ਦਰ ਪੇ ਫਿਰ ਬੋਲਾਨਾ ਮਦਨੀ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਵਾਲੇ, ਮਾਏ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਦੀ ਪਿਲਾਨਾ ਮਦਨੀ ਮਦੀਨੇ ਵਾਲੇ, ਮਾਏ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਦੀ ਪਿਲਾਨਾ ਮਦਨੀ ਆਨੇ ਵਾਲੀ ਸਸਲੇ
छीने मेरी आने वाली नस्ले तेरे इश्क ही में मचले होने ने के तुम वाले मदनी मदीने वाले
सल्लु अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम
द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम रब्बुल आलमीन